Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talk Stuff, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Gemara Tanis 7, 7 actually being my favorite number in all the numbers. We know 7 is a very beautiful number in Judaism, 7 days of the week in terms of many other things that I can't think of offhand right now, but 7 is a wonderful, wonderful number, and here we are on Tanis 7. It was taught in a Braisa. And 7a, Rav Ba'ana'a used to say, whoever studies Torah for its own sake, kola osik Torah lishma, his Torah scholarship becomes an elixir of life to him. It becomes an elixir of life. If a person studies Torah to fulfill God's commandment, not to be called a scholar or for some ulterior motive, as Rashi points out in the notes, it becomes an elixir of life to him. As it says, a very famous pasuk we see every week from Mishlei, Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim ba. It, the Torah, is a tree of life for those who cling to it. It is a tree of life. And it similarly, it says, elsewhere, it will be a cure that enters through your navel. Refuas tehila sharecha. And that comes from Proverbs as well. The notes point out that the Torah, which cures one from harmful views and character traits, is compared to the nourishment an embryo receives from its mother through its navel during pregnancy, as the Rabbah points out in the notes. And it similarly, it says elsewhere, Ki motzei motza chayim, for one who has found me, relating to the Torah, has found life. Also from Mishlei, the verse refers to one who studies Torah from early in the morning to late at night, and see Rashi there as well. But the Gemara says, whoever studies Torah not for its own sake, his Torah scholarship becomes a deadly poison to him. God forbid, the Torah's effect on the soul is comparable to a drug's effect on the body, the notes point out. A drug must be properly prepared to cure a person from sickness, otherwise it can cause his condition to worsen. Similarly, the Torah requires the appropriate preparation for its beneficial properties to be effective, as the Maharsha points out. Tosfos raised the difficulty that this teaching contradicts the principle taught in Pesachim, a person should always study Torah, even if he has ulterior motives, because through the study of Torah for bad motives, he'll come to good motives. But Tosfos explained that Gemara refers to one who does not study Torah for idealistic reasons. He doesn't study for malicious reasons. For example, he studies Torah in order to become famous. Here, the Gemara discusses one who studies Torah for the sake of being contentious and using his knowledge as a weapon against others. And the verse points out, my teaching shall drip down like the rain. The word arifa is used in the verse drip down, and it's interpreted nothing other than killing. So they shall kill the break of the neck of the calf, though if you study Torah for the wrong reasons, it could be fatally dangerous. So make sure to study Torah for the right reasons, for good reasons, not to become famous, not to become scholarly, just because it's the right thing to do, just because it's what Hashem commanded to do. Hashem wants us to study His teachings, to study His Torah. It's an elixir of life, how sweet Torah is. When we read something in the Gemara that really pertains to us, that really strikes a chord, or we hear a shir, or read something. Again, you don't have to study 100 hours a day. I'm not a posik, but you have to be koveya itim. It's one of the questions we'll be asked after 120 years. Were you koveya itim? We're not asked, did you study 20 hours a day, but did you make sure to permanently put a place for Torah every single day? It is so sweet and so wonderful when there are different aspects of Torah that relates to us, and Torah is so vast. There's something for everyone. If you love Navi, then delve into Navi. You love Pirkei Avos like I do, delve into Pirkei Avos. You love Agadata, then find it. But there has to be study learned. And when you study for the right reasons, just studying as the mitzvah to learn Torah, which is the fundamental life force in our soul, it becomes an elixir of life for us, as the Gemara tells us here. So study away in order to sweeten your days every day. Join us next time as we talk Tanis 8 here on the TTD.